Hey guys, welcome back to Drinks First. I have a friend of mine here today. I literally start every episode by saying I have a really special guest. So I'm gonna not say that this episode. Sorry.
What kind of intro is that? We've actually known each other for...
You're one of my oldest friends. We have known each other...
19 years almost by this point. So, you know, I consider myself pretty special, but I guess...
No, you are pretty special. I just didn't want to... If anything, you're more special because I'm not calling you special.
Okay.
Because everyone else I called special. Welcome back to Drinks First, the podcast for New York City's Kinda Eligible, where you can meet the guests that we interview. By sliding through to our podcast DMs on Instagram or on our email. You can hear all that information at the end of the episode. And today, my guest is one of my oldest friends. I've known him for, I guess you said 19 years?
19 years now.
And we've remained friends this whole time, so you can imagine he's a pretty great guy if I'm friends with him for so long. So yeah, I guess we will just... get into it with our normal questions, which is, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? Where are you living now? Where did you go to school? And then we'll take it from there.
Sounds good. I'm from New York originally, just live across the park from her. The last 4 years I was out in Chicago at the University of Chicago. Happy to be back now, working as a software engineer for the startup. And having a great time and, you know, super excited to be on the podcast.
Yeah, it's cool that after all these years, we're back. You're doing software engineering. Did you study that in college?
Yeah. I was a CS major going into school. I kind of had panic attack halfway throughout college, thinking I would not want to do that. Dropped it, tried to pick up econ like everyone else at UChicago. Quickly realized the finance bro lifestyle was not the path I wanted to go down. So kind of just jumped back on the CS train and continued through there. Did the whole Silicon Valley thing last summer. It was super cool. It was the first time ever in California, which, like, you know, is a magical place as everyone says it is.
Really?
I had a great time there.
Would you go back?
Yeah. At some point in my life, I'll for sure move back there.
So then why did you come back to New York?
Because at this point, all my family's here. All my friends are here. Most of the people I knew in SF from last summer were either coming to New York for the first time or moving here.
Oh, wow. That's surprising.
Yeah. Kind of the reverse than what I expected.
Yeah. Tell me your favorite, like, restaurants, bars, like, places to go out in New York City.
Yeah.
So give the listeners some tips.
Yes. So it's kind of weird for me because after 4 years of being in Chicago, I feel like this is my first time ever back in New York.
Yeah.
Or not ever, but...
No, it's true. You're usually gone for the
summer. Yeah, you were always here in the summer. Last summer, as I said, I was in San Francisco. The summer before that, I was in Chicago. Before that, I was in New Hampshire for the summer. So
yeah.
I've never been 21 in the city before. I haven't spent a summer in New York since, like, fifth grade. So this was, like, my first time ever being back, which led me to, like, follow around all my friends that aren't even from New York and go to places they like, which, you know, majority of them suck.
Awful.
I guess back to your question. Favorite restaurant, childhood restaurant, Pig Heaven on 83rd and Lex. They recently changed owners and, like, my whole family – well, not my whole family. I'm just, like, devastated by it. But it's the best Chinese food in the world, so check it out if you haven't. I mean, obviously, there are a ton of great restaurants downtown as well as uptown.
Yeah.
I feel like my knowledge of them is just, like, whatever I've been to most recently is good. Like, I went to that place, Amelia?
Oh, yeah. Amelie. There's one uptown and there's one, like, downtown. So.
Recently, I went to Amelie, and I loved that. They have the whole, you know, wine tasting menu.
Flight.
So it wasn't even that expensive. I was shocked by it.
Amelie, like, is, like, the date spot.
I know, yeah. Yes, completely agree. It was a, you know, a kind of date when I went there.
Questionable.
But yeah, normally, it was an amazing spot. I wasn't really expecting that.
Yeah.
It was really cool and happy I went there.
Yeah. And what about going out?
Yeah, so you've already made fun of me for this, so don't try to do it again.
I mean, I will.
But going out, like, you know, if it's a Friday, it's a long week at work, like, you know, you want to go out with your friends, get drunk, dance a little.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what I typically end up doing.
Uh-huh.
My favorite places are either, like, Common Grounds or Barry Electric. I know there's some places you hate. Like, I've been to the Jane. We can both agree that sucks.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. I know. My friend brought me there. Separate issue.
That's two people on this podcast who say the Jane sucks.
There was one that I think said she loved it, though, but we don't need to out that
one
person.
One person said they love Brass Monkey.
Okay, Brass Monkey I hate. Yes.
Yeah.
Common Grounds is kind of near that, but it's, like, a little... It's like cooler. That's fine, yeah. We were waiting in line for a while, and then my friend is Haitian and spoke Creole to the bouncer and like didn't even say the right thing, but he let us in because of it, and we were just like so hyped to get in there.
Yeah.
That we like had a great time.
Why don't you tell me a bit about your dating life?
Yeah, so right now I think a big thing I have to mention is that we're in a similar circumstance.
It's true.
There are pros and cons to this, but we both live at home at the moment.
Yeah.
Which means that, you know, when you wake up Saturday morning hungover, the first thing you wake up to is a game of 20 questions from mom, dad, and sister if she's home from college that weekend on everything that transpired the night before, what they're up to, what their parents are up to, what their siblings are up to. So obviously that makes going out a little tricky when you know
it's a good Jewish family.
Exactly. Coming back at 3-4 in the morning and needing to, you know, tiptoe around.
Yeah.
Everyone that is older tells me it's a good thing and stay at home for as long as possible.
Oh my god!
All my current friends are telling me I'm a loser, and you know.
No, it's not. Here's the thing. I don't think either of us want to be at home for that long.
Absolutely,
it's just a practical thing because we are able to.
It simply makes sense. We're very fortunate.
We're extremely privileged and fortunate to be able to. We're both very fortunate for it.
Yes,
we're very
privileged. And I think we both can agree that, you know, the ideal situation in this circumstance is a relationship.
Yeah.
I
think that's also due to both of our parents.
Potentially, yes. Our parents, although from different cultures, have very similar backgrounds and morals and ethics.
Yeah, very true.
So yeah, we've talked about it before, and you know, it's definitely in, or I definitely think it's in my best interest and like my parents' best interest to a certain extent to, you know, have someone stable where if I was staying over, or, you know, for some reason they were crazy enough that they wanted to stay over, that like, you know, it was the same person every time.
It was somebody comfortable. Yeah.
And not a different person for however often.
Oh, 100%. I'm like in that situation as well.
Yeah. So, you know, definitely that doesn't mean I'm like looking to get married next week.
But you're looking for something consistent.
But yes, looking for something consistent is a fair.
Yeah, 100%.
I think everyone is to some degree.
What's been going on, like, in terms of finding this person?
Yeah, so I think that's where I've been having the biggest difficulty so far. Obviously, you know, we're from the city. I'm very lucky. I have a big group of high school friends here. You know, likewise, a bunch of my friends from college all moved back to New York after. But like,
even have camp friends.
Yeah, even camp friends. But after like, I mean, I've known these people from 4 to like 20 years at this point.
Yeah.
It's like the people that I would have dated, it's kind of already have, and you know, didn't work out for one reason or the other. But it's like, I'm not really interested in like starting to like date one of my friends.
Yeah.
And outside of that, the only other people I interact with on a regular basis are, you know, people from work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working at a startup where there's only 120 people. So it's like pretty small, and there are a couple other like college new grad hires, but nothing's jumped out so far. You know,
what,
I think...
Are they girls? Like, what are they?
They are girls. they... I don't know how to say this. That sounded like a dick.
I mean, just say it. Is it just, like, fundamentally you're not...
I don't think it's
like,
anything they can...
You're just
it's
not physically
nothing,
attractive?
Yeah, it's nothing with their behavior. It's just, like, you know, very nice, like, cute girls. It's just, like, doesn't... I don't know. It's,
well,
it's,
one, like, we... You don't shit where you eat. That's rule number one.
Well, so
I don't know, when it comes to work, like, you probably don't want to get into something with someone at work.
I guess, but how is it different than dating someone in your friend group?
I think it's a little different because if, like, someone in your friend group, you probably have known for longer. Like, there's probably
more of
a connection.
Sure, but there's also less of an expiration date on a friendship than there is on one of your contracts at this company.
That's true. That's a fair point to make. I don't know. I think there is a difference, though. Like, you don't necessarily know this person from work, like, that well, so, as opposed to dating a friend that you might know, like, pretty, like, what you're getting
into. Yeah, I think
you know?
It also completely depends on the size of your company. Like, with 120 people, like, I'm sure it would get around fast. It would be kind of obvious. Like, last summer, I was at Workday, which is they have a whole campus out in Silicon Valley. They have 15,000 employees there.
Yeah.
And it was, like, common. Not, like, very common, but, like, significantly common for like people to date because you could be in different build. Like,
that's
you could
so
go
true.
A week without even. They have 10 different buildings.
I agree with that. Like, if your company's huge, then it makes sense.
Or in different offices.
But
or different floors.
I also work in an office of like 120 people.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that seems way.
But
too
yeah,
much
so
comfort.
You know, back to the original question. But outside of you know my immediate friend groups and the people I interact with every day, like there's not another consistent source of people I'm constantly meeting.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, you know, out at the bar Friday night, where it's like, you know,
like a friend of a friend.
Yes, a friend of a friend.
It's never gonna be like a random person.
Exactly.
Right?
And so I feel like, honestly, the most interesting people I've met so far have been friends of friends.
Yeah. What are the boxes that need to be checked? Because I know I have boxes. Like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think to some degree it's the standard boxes, like, comes from a good family. Like, you know, I said well-educated. Obviously, I need to be physically attracted to them.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean they need to be a supermodel. But, like, if you're not physically attracted to someone, then, like,
yeah, you need to have equal parts, like, physical and emotional attraction.
I want them to just be a good person. If they want to make you be a better person, then there's something about it that, you know, makes it feel right.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for. You know.
What sort of, like, bad experiences have you had that is, like, informing this?
There was someone in the past that one of the previous girls I was with was extraordinarily wealthy, and she would make comments that just showed her complete and utter lack of
understanding
of where
of
privilege. Yeah.
Yeah, such a turnoff.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I mean, even
obsessed with status and money.
This was also something that, like, was kind of surprising to me that I've realized in the past couple years. Like, as we've already said, like, I'm a white Jewish person, but, like, visiting where both my parents went to school, UPenn, I, like, realized I went out visiting in 11th grade, and I was going out for the night, and we're, like, on our way to, like, pregame somewhere, and every single person I was with was white.
White.
UChicago, I think, it was pretty good about that.
Yeah.
My frat, too, like, you know, a lot of my best friends are from all different backgrounds, which is just, it's better, and, you know, I don't need to sit here and explain why diversity is good. And,
yeah, and you just mentioned you were in a frat.
Yes.
What was that like?
Yeah, so frats at UChicago are kind of weird. Well, I guess, nah, let me rephrase that. Frats at UChicago are honestly super...
Okay, deep breath.
Yes. I think frats at UChicago are honestly no different than frats at any other school. UChicago, especially from New York City, has this rep of, you know, it's where fun goes to die. Ton of weird, nerdy people. But after having visited friends at other schools and seeing what their Greek life was like,
yeah.
Ours was, like, super normal compared to everyone else's. I think, you know, UChicago has a higher percentage of maybe these, like, weird, nerdy people that will spend Fridays...
I feel like our Greek lives were pretty similar.
Yeah, spend Friday, Saturday night in the library. But, like, of the normal people at UChicago or at CMU, like, they would be normal at a Michigan or anywhere else.
Yeah.
That's how I've always described it. So I think, you know, one downside of that was that Greek life at UChicago became very insular.
Yeah.
It's you know, numbers-wise, it's smaller than it is at other schools.
Yeah, same at CMU.
And therefore, it's, you know... By 2-3 years in, it's like you feel like you already know everyone. Which, once again, you know, that has its pros and cons. the reputation of our frat, as told by someone in the frat, from what I perceive outsiders to be, is like finance bros from either New York, LA, or Chicago.
Okay.
It was a lot of coastal kids, a bunch of kids from Miami, a lot of kids from London.
City kids.
A couple of Hong Kong. Yes, it was a lot of city kids. All athletic, but not athletic enough to be on an actual sports team.
Which you were.
Which
though.
I actually was. There are a few of us that were. But, you know, there's the football soccer frat. There's the basketball frat.
Yeah.
We were all the, you know, did tennis or track or swimming for like 2-3 years and then dropped
city
out.
City kids sport.
City kids sport. Precisely. But yeah, as you mentioned, I was on the track team at UChicago the first 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Which is definitely, you know, another great way to meet, like, normal people.
Always usually, like, athletes, like, sports or Greek life, like, for schools that are overly academic, like, art. There was an instance.
Based on the look on your face, I think I already know what this instance may be.
Do you want to explain it?
No, I'll let you explain it.
Okay, so there was a situation in which a list was published, right? In your school newspaper?
That I once worked for. That multiple members of our fraternity once worked for.
Okay. And it was a list of your brothers and their favorite sex position.
That is correct.
Since it's out in the public.
It is. Well, I do need to send an email to try to get this removed, but yes, while it's still out, we can talk about
while
it.
While it's still out to the public.
Yes.
Do you want to maybe explain how that happened and then what the process was behind it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll say as much as I can without throwing anyone under the bus, but in part of the pledging process, we ask the younger kids to know things about the older brothers, like, you know, where their sibling, who their siblings are, what their major is, what they're interested in, what they're doing full-time jobs. You know, obviously, you know, some basic facts everyone should know about each other.
Yeah.
And then there are also some facts on it that are more like, you know,
personal,
you know, what your favorite movie is, what you like on your pizza, or in the case of, you know, one column,
how you like to take your girls,
how your girls like to take it. I don't know. what your favorite sex position is.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. All good and fun.
Right.
And that stays within the fraternity and no one knows about it. However, you know, the bright U Chicago kids that we are,
right,
someone decided to make a Quizlet of it to help them study.
Oh, good.
you know, their Quizlet, great app. Don't want to throw them under the bus, obviously. They didn't turn on the private button, so this list was publicly available for anyone that searched it, basically titled Delta Upsilon U Chicago Brothers Sex Positions. I'm glad someone thinks it's fun. Anyway, I don't think it was that long before, you know, a single girl in a sorority got a hold of it. And
right. As
you know, once one girl in a sorority gets a hold of
everyone knows.
It's, you know, wasn't
wildfire.
It wasn't soon before the president of our fraternity got a email from the editor-in-chiefs of our, you know, the school newspaper, the official school newspaper, saying, we found a document we'd like to discuss with you. Long story short, you know, we obviously had to deny it. You know, this isn't real and whatever. But the editor-in-chief decided that it would be a good idea. It would be newsworthy journalism to publish this list in the newspaper.
Right.
Instantly, they got so much backlash. This is like personal information from all the brothers in the fraternity.
Yeah.
B, it's not newsworthy. There were like girls' names listed in it. Which they did not get their permission to publish.
Yeah.
Every other, and op-ed was taken out, co-written by all the other editors, like the lower level editors on the paper, being like, we did not approve this.
Yeah.
And all this is, yes, me kind of making some excuses. The reason it was published was because of two editor-in-chiefs that just hated all of Greek life and was their mission to do investigative journalism to take it down.
Right.
You know, they thought they were straight out of Spotlight. In the end, all they posted was, you know, these frat guys have a favorite sex position. Which, like, you can go up to anyone on the street, everyone has a favorite sex position.
Yeah.
Not everyone's out there Google searchable. But yes, if you do search my name plus the school newspaper name, then that would be the first thing to come up.
Oh my god. That's,
you know,
so
it was very
funny.
Unfortunate. I've had people, my friends that have already in full-time jobs now, that like their employer's like, yeah, we saw that, not your best moment. And luckily it has not affected anyone yet. They're just like, you should probably get rid of that. And we're just like, yeah, we're trying to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do you stand by your choice?
You know, after seeing it published and looking at everyone else's, I realized there are a couple that would compete with it.
Uh-huh.
but my choice is definitely easily top three. The worst part of that day was then having my girlfriend at the time scream at me about this, saying how now everyone knows about her sex life, where it was
a position
we never really did together, which, like, was a whole nother layer of weirdness.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like,
just find it hilarious,
my name
honestly.
Yeah, I was like, how are you going to be mad at me? Like, I'm having a super rough day. My name is in print with this, like, forever. And, like, now you're going to be mad? I'm like, I don't want my family to see this. Meanwhile, 2 hours later, I get a text from my sister. Hey, this dude who's a friend at U Chicago just came to my room and showed me this. Like, what's up? And I'm just like,
you're like, fuck my life.
What do you say to that?
Did you say to that?
I was just like, my bad. I don't know. I was like, yeah, what do you want me to say? I probably literally said, what do you want me to say?
Yeah.
But you can't deny it. It was my name in print from my fraternity, from my school. Yeah, no, very much still there. Not that I'm trying to promote this list anymore.
No. But, you know, you just basically gave them the exact search terms to find it. So.
It wasn't that hard on your own.
No, but that, I think that's,
it was
hilarious,
a rough,
but it
was hilarious. It was hilarious. It was just ridiculous that, like, it was put in the school. Like, sorority Facebook page, hilarious, they could do it.
Yeah.
But, like, they upset a lot of girls by putting it in there.
Yeah.
And, like, what did they accomplish? Like, it was no, I mean, whatever, we don't need to get it.
Yeah. Give us an inside look into frat boy culture.
I mean, guys talk about exactly what you would expect guys to talk about.
I don't
which
even
is
know what to
how girls looked today, which is something they were wearing. If there's something they said, I mean, sometimes it's just like oh my God, you won't believe what this person said in class today, which is just like something so super dumb, and like everyone starts laughing at. Yeah. I mean, it just makes all guys sound like dicks, but.
Like, if you were texting a girl, like, would you be asking your guy friends, like, what to say to her?
Some people, and individually. Okay. Not like, not out like loud in the group. Like,
it's not like,
oh my
all
God,
20 girls
oh
are
oh my God,
over.
This girl just said this. Because you know in the room someone's going to try to be cool, to be the contrarian, be like, no, fuck that girl, she sucks, like, blah, blah, blah. And
like, because you know girls, like, have a whole football team.
I'm sure, but it's like, I would rather go to my one close friend and be like, hey, like, can we go to the other room and talk for a second? Like, you know, there. I love a lot of my friends, and there's some I trust with that kind of stuff, and there's some I love, but would never. Like, some of my best friends, I just, that's not the relationship I have with them.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, maybe after a few drinks we'll talk about that kind of stuff, but it's like, they don't want to open up about. I think I'm more open than most of my friends were. But yeah, I'm definitely not like, oh my God, this girl just texted me this. Get my group of 10 guys around me. What do I say? And ask for like what emojis to use. Yeah, that's
definitely. That's 100% what we do.
No, so. I know, yeah.
And can you, this is another interesting question. Can you tell, like, when you're on Instagram when girls edit their photos?
I just assume, no, having a sister, I just assume every girl edits every single picture. I don't think I could specifically notice, like, she made this look different like this.
Yeah.
But I have friends that are more Instagram adept.
More
guy friends.
Perceptive.
Perceptive that could point it out.
Yeah.
I would just assume.
Do guys get turned off by that?
If they can catch a girl doing it, like, I've seen one guy was once on Facebook, like, found two pictures back to back where, like, one, I don't know how this girl put it up. Like, one was basically the edited version, one was the unedited, and you could just, like, left, right key flip back and forth just see things adjust.
Oh,
and it was just like, this is sad. Like, this girl, like, there was, like, there's nothing wrong with her. It was just sad. And it was, like, weird to witness because we're all just like, this is, like, she's making herself look better, but it's like, no one would have noticed
it
had you not done it. Like,
yeah.
Guys are not that perceptive. Like, as, like, my girlfriend had always reminded me, like, they were just, like, you wouldn't, it's, like, girls notice things that guys don't, so.
100%.
It's weird. It's, like, weird when we come across that and then notice it, and then it's, like, oh, like, she did this for us to notice.
Yeah.
But, like, now we're seeing, like, the weird part about it.
Yeah.
It's awkward.
Yeah, because it's, like, insecurity.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But honestly, like, every girl does do it, so it's, like, no shame. I'm not shaming anyone who does that. Like, all good.
No, yeah, as I said, like, I just expect everyone to do it. Like, I mean, you should choose the best picture. If you have a set of five, you're going to choose the best picture yourself.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean then you need to go and, like, you make your teeth whiter and do whatever and make yourself look better. It's like, I'm sure you look fine. No guy is staring at your Instagram for like 10 minutes. They're looking at it and then they're looking at the next one.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So are you on like any dating apps?
Yes. Hinge being my favorite.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it is.
Hinge is definitely more relationship-y.
Yes. It's the best for relationship-y. It's just easier to start conversations. On Hinge, I'll like go more in depth and like look at the questions and try to, or the responses and try to start a conversation there because I think it's more natural. Unless it's like I see a picture that's like they were on vacation somewhere I went, or that's a restaurant, or it's that something I can talk about. I would never just like slide in and be like, hey, you're beautiful. Like I think it's like kind of like cheesy and weird to do. And girls can sometimes take it. Like if it's like, if they're putting up a picture in a bikini and then you say like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Then it's like, oh, then you're like creepy for liking the bikini picture. But it's like, then you put it up and like, so.
Okay.
Maybe I'm going too far into it.
No. Let's get into the Hinge rules.
Okay.
I have expressed that Hinge is not my dating app of choice. But again, let's go back. Hinge rules.
Yes.
Okay, one, don't say, like, just don't really comment on the physicality of a girl.
Exactly.
Especially if you're on Hinge. Like,
when you tell your kids in 30 years how you met your husband and he said, you know, he just hit me with the you're so thick.
Yeah.
That's not the story you're looking for.
No, exactly. So, like, men, don't do that. Even if it's like, oh my God, you have such beautiful eyes, like, give the girl something to respond to.
So wait, is the beautiful eyes thing okay or not okay?
Not okay.
Not okay. I've never done it.
Like, can you imagine, like, you'd be like, oh, thanks. And then what?
Yeah.
You know?
No, well, so then the worst thing, the thing that drives me the most crazy about Hinge is when you'll reply to someone's, what do you call it, like a response. You, like, you ask them a question about it or have a response to it. And then they just
start,
like,
the conversation.
They just heart it. And it's like, this person has agreed to chat. Because now you're in the awkward situation of
like,
either
do I
coming up with a completely new topic, just being like, hey, or like doubling down on what you already said, which is just like see above, like, yeah. And like it's like I already tried to start a conversation. That's the equivalent of me saying, like, you know, coming up to you starting a conversation and then you just in the middle just saying hi.
Yeah,
like, it's just weird, like no one does that. So it's like, and it's like sometimes like cute girls that like had a cool story or whatever, and it's just like you just completely killed it. Like, it just kills the vibe. It's like, I'm just uninterested at this point.
Yeah, so, like, more Hinge rules. If you're really interested in the person, you respond to one of their written responses with a written response.
Yes.
If you...
Or emojis, if appropriate.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
But that's, like, maybe if you care a little bit less. Like,
yes, yes.
You're giving people levels of information to work with. Exactly. So it's like, how much are you willing to invest? And so the biggest, like, oh, I'm interested in you is when a guy or a girl responds to one of your written responses because they took the time to read it and they took the time to think of a thoughtful response. Then the next thing is if you are, do not, if a person has their Instagram up, do not respond to one of their Instagram photos. I know it's there for you to look at, but obviously the person did not choose one of those photos to put on their profile, so they don't want you responding to it. Yeah. Don't respond to it.
Well, it's also weird, because then it's like...
Then it you
either have to... Well, A, you admit you're being lurky.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, it's there to look at, but not to necessarily respond to it.
Yeah.
Maybe eventually, once you're talking to them, you can bring it up. Oh, I saw on your Instagram.
Exactly.
XYZ.
Yeah. I would also, if anything, I would refrain from mentioning the Instagram until it's brought up to you. So, like, if you go on a date, they bring up their Instagram, cool. Somebody once taught me about this scale, and I actually really like it. It's a 0-1-2 scale. Have you heard of this?
In Chicago, it's just 0-1.
Okay.
Well, there's hard one, soft one.
All right.
Hard 0, soft 0.
Okay, so...
it's like a 4 base scale.
Yeah, so 0-1-2. 0 means fuck no.
Means no. No, period, end of sentence.
Yeah. Then 1 means I'm into it if they are pursuing me.
Yeah, like, I don't want to really be convinced.
Yeah, I don't really want to put in much effort. And 2 is like, I will pursue.
Yes.
I'm into it. So that's the 0-1-2 scale. The 2 scale, the 2 equivalent is responding to a response on Hinge, writing something out. That is thoughtful. To a, like a response or a picture, response is more of a... a higher 2, you know what I'm saying?
Hard 2.
A hard 2. It's a hard 2. A soft 2 is responding to a photo. Hard 1 would be to like a response and not say anything.
Or to just like a harder picture.
Soft 1 is to like a picture.
Fair, fair. I think sometimes the hard soft, with this is getting nitpicky, obviously, but this is what we must do.
We are doing you guys a favor.
Yes, trust me. You guys all need this. It depends on the person's responses. And, like, I'm not someone to claim I have the best responses ever.
No, if their responses
suck. But, like, if someone you're really into and just has, like, lame responses, you can't, like, you know, what are you really into? My dog. It's, like, great. Like,
yeah.
Like, even if you seem like the coolest person ever, although you answer that, it's, like, I can't respond to that. So then, like, yes, I'll try to respond to one of your pictures.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, is the hardest one, hardest 2 I can give.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
It's all relative.
But, yeah, so...
That
and
being
then,
said, make your... I think there's a point to try to... I don't think I do a particularly great job of this, but make your responses respondable at, like, another level.
100%.
Because that will just make it easier for people to slide in the first place.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point of Hinge. Like, if I go onto your profile and it's, like... what's your ideal first or the nightclub or Netflix question? Do not answer that question on your profile. There is that.
There are a lot of questions that should not be answered on
the nightclub or Netflix question, like a binary question. And if someone's like Netflix or nightclub or
nightclub and then Netflix,
yeah,
and then.
Like no, what? No, you're not giving me any information about yourself.
Or
you're choosing the most
cop
out question.
Dogs, margs.
Marks. That's definitely a girl thing.
Yeah,
like, I'm not
precisely.
Going. I'm not like scrolling
no,
through. No,
ideal or like first rounds on me. If it's blank Margs, it's like okay. With
okay.
with the Jewish girls I'm getting, I see that like
all the
20 out of 10 times a day. And like as someone that doesn't even like margaritas, it's just like you know.
I don't really like dogs. So anytime I see, I see people are like, if you won't get along with me if you don't get along with my dog. Well, I'm like, all right.
I have to imagine not that many guys are putting dogs in unless they're trying
so
to be the cutesy guy. Because there also must be so many girls that fall for that.
So
or
many
just
guys.
Truly into it.
Like every other profile, a guy has a dog on their
profile. One of my ex-girlfriends was a dog girl, and She treated the dog better than, not really treated me, but like she treated the dog like it was a person. And I was like, okay, you're like, no, your dog's cute. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But like,
chill.
It's a dog.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I like dogs. I would want one someday. I don't hate animals. Just
know that, like, if you're putting a dog on your profile or you're talking about marks, like, you're being basic.
Yeah.
If you answer the Netflix nightclub question, you are basically telling me you don't have a better personality to answer another question. Okay. So, those are some, like, Hinge rules. I would love to hear if you guys have any more.
I got a message back from a girl I've been talking to on Hinge the past couple days that said that she wanted to meet up next week to do drinks or something.
Uh-huh. Drinks first.
You drinks first, obviously.
Obviously.
Then dinner, we'll see. Kind of wondering what your advice is. The only time I've ever hung out with someone I met through an app was at school.
So how long have you guys been talking and like what have you been talking about?
The past 2 days, stuff that has been on her profile. Nothing like serious about her.
And like how old is she? And is she...
I believe she's just graduated.
So she's working?
Yes. But on her profile it says she's an intern, which is kind of confusing. I haven't asked about that.
We know people who are interns.
Yes,
right
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so in that case, what I would do is take her to a place that's like a happy hour that's either near where she works or where you work. Whoever gets out later from work, that's where you should have the date near.
Well, so then like I have the mixed feeling of like, oh, what do you want to do? Knowing that if someone asked me that, like that would be anxiety producing.
No, I would, if it's a first date, I would tell her what you're doing. Be like, hey, like let's get drinks.
At this place
at this time. Okay. So there's no guesswork in it. She's not like, where am I meeting him? What should
like,
I wear? What time
ask,
am I
like,
meeting him?
When like, she's free, when she's out of work, where? Like, I feel like there's like a lot of logistical questions that need to happen that like, I may take that to a certain extent too far. Don't want to be like the...
Where, does it say where she works?
It doesn't say a company.
It doesn't say a company. Then just, I would be like, does Tuesday at 7 at this bar work for you?
Oh, and then if not, be like, where's your office? What time do you get out?
Yeah, and then maybe if it doesn't work for her, if she's like, no, sorry, hopefully she'll tell you why it doesn't work for her. Like, oh, my, like, I don't think I could get there fast enough for my office. Then the question is, where do you work? Or, I don't get out that late.
Good point.
Then the question is, what time do you get out? Maybe I can meet you near you. Then you're looking like you're the considerate person.
Day of week. Is there a, what are your stats looking like Monday? Because we already talked about, you know, Friday, Saturday for my friends.
Yeah.
Sunday is not optional.
Right. We didn't mention this and I don't think we mentioned it on the podcast. Do not schedule a first dating app date for a weekend. Don't do it.
Friday counts as the weekend.
Friday counts as the
Thursday
weekend.
Even really, no, I'm joking.
No.
Well, it depends.
Depends. Because the weekends are for your friends. If you're scheduling a date for a weekend, then it seems like you don't have any plans over the week. And also, I usually appreciate if I'm going to go on a date with someone, they ask me for my number and then we coordinate over text
rather than
over the dating app, because then it's awkward. You get there, you have to ask for their number after you've already met them. It's weird. Ask them for your number and then ask them if this time works for you. Like, text her middle of the day, be like, hey, we still on for tonight at this time. And if she's like, oh, sometimes girls need a little more time to get ready or whatever. It's like, no, sorry. Like, do you think we could do 30 minutes later? And you're like, okay, sure. That's cool. Like, see you then. Like, you don't need to be texting until you meet them.
No, yeah.
But you should text them day of to, like, confirm and make sure so you're not wasting your time. So there's some etiquette for all of you. Is there any other questions? Or do you think we can talk a bit about some poll questions?
We can talk about some poll questions.
Are we going to do some shots right
now? I think we literally need to take some shots.
You're like, give me a break. Okay. Let me just pull it up. So the idea of shots, if you guys don't know.
You need a little shots jingle, by the way.
A little shots jingle. Yeah. You just want jingles all over.
You. Every podcast has jingles. You need a jingle.
All right. If any of you do music and you want to make me a jingle, let me know and I will... Maybe I'll buy you a drink. We'll see.
Drinks first.
I'll read you your dating app. Your dating app profile. Okay. So let's start with this question. What are some of your non-sexual turn-ons?
I think knee-high boots.
Knee-high boots.
And long hair.
Long hair. Do you like choking?
Being choked or choking?
Choking.
Sure. Okay. If she's okay with it.
Split the bill even if they ordered more.
I'll always pay.
Do you like to date people who are hotter or less hot than you?
Hotter? Why? I mean, I would want to date the hottest person possible. Like, obviously other things matter as well, but...
Have you ever gone on a date with a stranger you met while out?
Like, no, but there are many times I've wanted to.
Yeah.
I feel myself falling in love at 3 a.m. quite often.
Oh my god. Okay. Do you keep a list of people you've gone with?
No, but I've gone back and forth on whether I should a lot, because at some point I'm going to forget when the list gets too big.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it on episode 6, so go check that out. Okay, now we're just going to go into some rapid fire general questions.
Super shots now.
Yeah.
150 Bacardi.
Double shots.
Double shots.
What's your favorite book?
Harry Potter.
What's your least favorite food?
Indian food.
Damn. Also me too. Favorite alcoholic beverage?
Ooh, what season are we in? Actually, just kill me. Actually, just kill me and don't re-ask that question. Let me just justify it. If it's summer, it has to be a mojito or like a banana daiquiri. If it's like winter.
Ew, a banana daiquiri.
Oh, I fully stand by a banana daiquiri.
Oh my god.
Virgin banana daiquiri specifically.
Ew, gross.
If it's winter, then I would want like a old fashioned or.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
Dark blue.
And if you had a boat, what would you name it?
The Millennium Falcon.
You came ready for that.
That's the one question I had to come ready for.
Okay, well, thank you so much for divulging us in your dating life. You guys can slide into the DMs. They're wide open.
Not for long, hopefully.
Not for long, hopefully, at drinks.first on Instagram. If you, for some reason, don't have an Instagram, you can email us at drinksfirstpodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, feel free to slide, and we'll see you guys next week.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's #1 motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.